Does that freak you out just even listening to it? We're going to have a very spooky quiz later on in the show for our pop quiz tonight. But in terms of terrifying, that was the very recognisable theme music, which was written by the film director John Carpenter. Now, Jamie Lee Curtis was 19 when she made her big screen debut in Halloween as schoolgirl Laurie Strode running from the crazed killer in the mask, Michael Myers. It was a film that catapulted her into the spotlight in her own right, having come from an acting dynasty. You probably know her dad was Tony Curtis and her mother was the original Scream Queen, Janet Leigh, who, of course, came to a horrendous end in Psycho, Hitchcock's Psycho. Since then, Jamie's starred in movies such as A Fish Called Wanda because she's a great comedic actor. She's been in True Lies. I particularly enjoyed her in Freaky Friday. But she's returned to that very first role that made her famous 40 years ago in a new Halloween film. And she has been in Australia this week for the film's premiere. She spoke to entertainment reporter Danielle McCrane about returning to the role. And here's the chat for you on Nightlife.
Jamie, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so
much.
And
the first thing I want to say is congratulations on this incredible US box office news. So
thank you.
There's about four different records you've broken. I was trying to get my head around them. The top horror movie opening of this year, second of all time, first with a female lead. And am I right in saying this is the highest grossing movie with a female lead who's over the age of 55 ever?
Ever. I've been an actor. I pretended to be other people since I was 19 years old. And you dream that, well, first of all, you work on something that's difficult. This is not easy. Mm. You know, it's emotional work, it's physical work, it's taxing, it's isolating, it's violent, it's dark. The themes are dark, the trauma is dark. And you carry it, you wear it, it's your costume, if you will. You walk around in it. But the result, I'm not someone who lives in result. I'm competitive, but I don't live in result. I live in the process. I live in the moment. Mm-hmm. And so hearing even like the description of what you said, it's like I haven't really wrapped my mind around it yet. Mm. I'm thrilled, and I've certainly tried to represent women over a certain age. I've tried to tell the truth. I've tried to remind people they don't need to do certain things to themselves. I've tried it. It doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like, I've tried to be that person. Mm. And so to have that be like a little bit of a, like, you know, like a little ribbon I get to wear of that little statistic is amazing.
It's fantastic. Do you think it's a good sign? Do you feel like things, the tides are turning for women? Particularly, I mean, Hollywood has been so in the spotlight for the last few years for all of this. This is a good sign, right? Do you feel it as good?
I think, as Bob Dylan said, times they are a-changing. Mm. I feel like a change is coming. I feel like we are in a transitional time for women on the shoulders of so many brave women who have risked everything to tell their truth. Women have had violence perpetrated against them since the beginning of time. Women have been demeaned. Women have been violated. They have been aggressed. They have been put down. They have been second-class citizens globally for a very long time. And the times they are a-changing. And it is on the courage of many women who have stood up in the public eye, particularly in my country, and have said that they were aggressed by powerful men, that has created this sort of wave of change. And then, weirdly enough, here's a movie that we made that was written before all of that, about a woman who was aggressed, about a woman whose life was permanently altered by the violence perpetrated, random act of violence, and the process of her evolution and the process of her taking back the control and the power from her aggressor is Amazing.
It's amazing. Because this is 40 years from the original. You were 19-year-old Laurie Strode was the first time you played that character, and you were 19, in Halloween 1978. We're forgetting the sequels. This is a direct sequel from the first. So there's been about 9 movies, I think, in the interim that have all had the Halloween sort of story or logo. Forgetting all of those, this is Laurie directly 40 years later.
It was the only way they could tell the story. Mm. There was the only way they could really explore the trauma and the relationship, the collision between Michael Myers and Laurie Strode was to just go back to the original movie, connect this movie to that. And it doesn't mean these other movies don't exist. And if people have a personal favorite, you can enjoy it. And they are available to you on streaming devices as we speak. But the truth is, in order to tell this story, this was the only way they could do it.
And I think you're honoring trauma that can be personal to people. There's a very interesting line towards the beginning when one of your granddaughter in the film, Allison, one of her friends turns to her and says, what's the big deal? This is just one guy who killed 3 people, 40 years ago or whatever, compared to everything else that's going on in the world, who cares? But I feel like in this film, you're acknowledging those smaller traumas, seen as smaller traumas that people go through.
I think the President of the United States had trauma as a kid. I think people have trauma and we've all metabolized it. Mm. Many of us have metabolized it with food. Many have metabolized it with alcohol and drugs. Many have metabolized it with behavior and violence. But by nature, being human, we are traumatized. Birth is traumatic. Painful, and we just don't honor that process. We ask it to be severed with something, like sever it with alcohol, sever it with food, sever it, don't talk about it, don't deal with it, just don't deal with it. And the result of it is terrible behavior, violence perpetrated against others. There's a phrase, hurt people, and that could be the tagline for this movie, hurt people, hurt people. So I'm glad that we made a movie where we take the mask, excuse the pun, off of trauma, that we show what it looks like when someone, a woman, has carried that for such a long time. It has isolated her from any joy. All the privileges of life, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, are taken from her by the violence. Then she has a child. The child is taken from her because she can't care for the child. And you see the result of all of that. Mm. And then you get the great pleasure of watching her take it back. And that's why people are going to the movie. That's why people are cheering at the end of the movie. There is a moment at the end of this movie. I have seen this movie in crowded houses all over the world. There is one moment where the entire audience, men, women, black, white, rich, poor, trans, non-trans, English speaking, not English speaking, everyone has responded in the exact same way at one point in the movie. And that is the release of that understanding that this woman is taking it back. And that moment was designed for that purpose. And it is the reason why the movie is so successful, because we all want to feel that, because we are feeling so out of control and so disenfranchised and so frustrated. And there is a moment when you see this woman take it back, you go, yes! And that yes is a universal word. And it's a universal feeling. And I'm thrilled to be the catalyst for that moment. For people. It's really exciting to me.
Well, Jamie Lee Curtis, thank you for your time.
I could talk to you all day long.
Me too. Me too. And
me too, the good kind of me too.
The good kind.
I know we can't say
great to meet you.
Jamie Lee Curtis with Danielle McGrain. She's passionately into this role, isn't she? So it's the new Halloween. Now, there are 9 Halloween sequels in between this one and the first one, but this is like a direct sequel to the 78 film. It's kind of as if the others didn't happen. And the original director, John Carpenter, is the executive producer. I would go and see it if I wasn't such a scaredy cat.
This is Nightlife with Sarah McDonald on ABC Radio.